This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Public schools on the Hawaiian island of Maui are starting the process of reopening, and vehicle traffic is moving again in signs of recovery a week after wildfires demolished a historic town and killed more than 100 people. AP's Lisa Dwyer reports.
At least three schools were untouched by flames in Lahaina, but are still being assessed after sustaining wind damage. The campuses will open when they are deemed safe. Elsewhere on Maui, crews cleaned up ash and debris at other schools and tested air and water quality. Once reopened, displaced students who enroll at those campuses can access services such as meals and counseling. The Education Department is also offering counseling for family members and staff. Transportation officials said the Lahaina Bypass Road, closed since August 8th, is open again, allowing residents to access the burn zone. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The U.S. State Department condemned Russia's continued attacks on Ukraine's grain infrastructure Wednesday as it called for Moscow to return immediately to the grain deal.
Putin simply does not care about global food security. Such actions by the Kremlin negatively affect Ukrainian farmers and all those around the world who are most vulnerable to food insecurity.
State Department Deputy Spokesperson Vedant Patel, after Ukraine earlier on Wednesday, said Russia had attacked its grain storage facilities overnight, but a container ship left the Black Sea port of Odessa that day, despite Moscow's threat to target shipping after it abandoned an export deal. Niger's junta on Wednesday said 17 of its soldiers were killed in an ambush by insurgents, the deadliest attack since a July 26 coup, whose leaders have cited persistent insecurity as a justification for deposing the civilian government. For more on this and all the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com.